All right, welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 1698. Okay, I think the Jeff. I think we're 685. Not sure.
We're on our way.
Yeah, we're
getting there.
Not too far away. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
I was trying to think of an intro for today, but I couldn't find anything. It was kind of like the Secret Service looking for an assassin. Where is he? I don't know.
Hey, did you hear about the new Magic the Gathering set, Tony?
What?
We'll come back to that. Earl is here as well.
I'm just going to publicly say I'm also hearing that Biden may drop out of the race. You know, I got my sources. Me and everybody else, apparently, so it's between now and November 6th.
The problem is none of the sources have told Biden he's dropping out yet.
That is the problem. And Jeff is here.
Just Biden my time.
going with the puns. All right.
He's gone by Monday.
Yeah, Tony, I was with the magic thing. I was evidently they're watching the shooter. At that time, he was just a person of interest. They're following him. The snipers are. And they make a comment to the point of look at that dork. I bet he plays Magic the Gathering. And then they into like a long, long discussion about like the upcoming set for Magic the Gathering. And then somebody goes, hey,
who is this?
The Secret Service.
Oh, two of them were like Magic the Gathering.
the fucking counter snipers had eyes on them.
Those were the guys talking about Magic the Gathering?
Yes.
Oh my God.
And they're like, hey, where'd the guy go?
Oh my God. I don't know how I did not hear about this.
Oh.
Also, we should mention, absurd. You know, some things have happened since last week. There was
an
assassination attempt on Trump. Among other things. I mean,
a lot has happened in the past week.
I did not see that, but I have read so much about this assassination attempt, and the entire thing is so ridiculous to me. They have that huge vulnerability right in the middle of everything. And these rallies are not spontaneous.
They showed an overhead map of the area. I was like, that's where you would have the sniper set up is right there. Right. Like,
why? Exactly. Why wasn't the Secret
They were set up on the buildings anywhere. Right behind him, but
there were three in the building the guy was on.
Yes. There were people in the building that the dude went up on. Crazy town. Like, what the fuck? It's not like this is a pretty simple like rural area. There's not much to it. There's like three buildings behind him, and then that one building where the would-be assassin went up on the left. And it's like, how did you not have like Chris, you said like they were inside the building, how did no one see him go up? I mean, I guess people did see him go up,
but like fact that like somebody was able to access it.
Just the fact that he got that far and like was it, like, dude, he almost did it. Like, oh, like very, 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 very fucking close. He almost did it. I was just like, wow. Like with all that Secret Service there, like.
First time we saw he had better aim, but
exactly. The guy who couldn't make his own shooting team because they set him up. It was the far right of the shooting range, and he hit the wall on the far left. And like, no, you're not good enough for this.
You know, the funny thing is,
I think he had the shot, dude. I think he did have the shot. I think Trump moved his fucking head.
I think it was a combination. It sounds like somebody also interrupted, so he had to take a speedy shot.
He was hurried.
Just absolute. And since then, it has just been absolute insanity. So,
I kind of expected more insanity since then. So
well,
I don't know.
The thing I was happy about was because it ended up being a scrawny white kid who most likely was a Republican. It does nothing for them to like latch onto.
Yeah,
yeah, and you know, Trump walked away just fine. One of his supporters did not, but
right.
So,
I like the story around that too, where Trump even called the family.
And
Biden called the family, and she rejected the call.
Yes. He rejected the call, and then like as a note at the bottom of the and Trump had not spoken.
Yes. I think he did speak to her since though, but yeah.
Well, probably because of that.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Somebody was like, hey, dude, you need to call these people because the actual president has made a call and you look like an asshole because you are, but Jesus Christ.
You can't say he's an asshole anymore, Chris. You just can't.
No, I can't. That's the big thing here, right? It's like, it doesn't change that he's still an asshole.
You don't want to hear what I said when I heard what happened, because that...
There are things I think we need to be, you know, you keep some thoughts inside.
Yes.
You know, regardless of what it is, because you have to be very careful about what you say anymore, and that's what's kind of absurd here is he's still an asshole. He's still trying to, you know, fuck with democracy in this country and take people's rights away, and you should be able to call him out for that.
And you are. I feel like that was like a one day. Like, it's kind of crazy. I think the news cycles and shit are so fast in this world now that it's just like everyone's just kind of moved on. Like, I think
Tony had a point with, and I think they moved on very quickly from this because it was the shooter was a Republican.
There's no story here that they can, like, it wasn't a minority.
Has reality ever imposed on the shit that they're going to say?
Kind of it, like, that first day, we kept hearing so much, like, the shooter was an Antifa guy who donated to progressive causes and blah, blah, blah. And that was what the conservative talk, like, the media latched onto immediately. And then none of it was true. And so they kind of just, like, let it go.
I just feel like we are just in such a rapid news cycle that's just always like, what's the next thing? What's the next thing? I don't know, but like,
I mean, some of it is certainly that, but I think that this guy did not, like, I think Republicans were like hoping it was a Democrat so they could be like, see, we told you. And then I think Democrats were just hoping, Jesus Christ, I hope it's who we think it is. Because it always is. Because yeah. if it is a liberal, like, Jesus.
Other thing, like, my one friend went straight to, he's like, well, here goes Trump winning by a million points and fucking, you know, you got that picture. And it's like, there's truth to, like, first off, how insane is it that Trump, like, had the wherewithal to, like, stand up and, like, realize that he was going to make an iconic picture. Well, that's what he was trying to do.
Well, and that's what, and Tony, you kind of mentioned this, all the shit you've read over the past week has been batshit bananas, because there are still people out there like, oh, this was fake, right?
Yeah,
there's like conspiracy theorists on the left side.
So many people immediately jumped to it was fake, and like,
everything is staged, guys.
There are several dead bodies. If it was staged, these people really went all in.
Yeah.
But it just, like, and
everything is staged. You know, yeah. There were congressmen who fucking said that Biden did it. And you're just like, dude.
Oh, yeah. The guy.
Please go back to reality. Biden
ordered the hit. Biden ordered the hit. That was what that guy said. Like,
he Jesus said something Christ. Like Biden had said something in his speech. Like, we got to put Trump in the bullseye. Like,
it wasn't even a speech.
It was like a fundraising event, right? It wasn't
it was like a Zoom call. Like, he was just like, yeah, we gotta like focus on him.
Yeah, please stop focusing on me and my like brain. Just focus on the matter at hand. We gotta put Trump in the bullseye. Like, that's a regular turn of phrase.
That's colloquial. Everybody says things like that.
Yeah.
What everybody doesn't do is what the Republicans do with all these photo ops in camo at shooting ranges with giant guns. Like,
actually putting people in crosshairs.
Right. Not just rhetoric, but like photographs and like, you know,
not even just that.
You should shoot people.
Not even just that. And I'm like, I fucking tell anyone. I don't give a fuck. When when Pelosi's husband was attacked by a guy with a hammer, Trump would go on stage and make fun about it. Like, he thought it was fucking funny.
Yeah.
So fuck him, dude. Like,
so, yeah, it makes it very hard to find any sympathy for us. Like, it's he's tragic the number
one,
that it happened.
He's the number one purveyor of violent rhetoric. Like, yeah. He's the one that's turned the temperature up. He could fucking eat my dick. I guess I'm happy he didn't get murdered.
I hate maybe. To say it, but, like, I am surprised that this did not happen earlier. Like, much earlier in this whole cycle of Trump. Like, I've kind of thought that this was where we were headed ever since he started speaking politically.
With an attack on him, or just that?
With an attack on him, yeah. Like, somebody is going to take a shot at this motherfucker because, like, his rhetoric is so...
I always thought violent. he would inspire other people, which he has. Like, there's
been absolutely. Like,
there was a guy that was sending bombs to CNN and this and that. I don't know if you guys remember that.
Yeah,
like, he has definitely inspired violence. But he's never shown. He doesn't care. He thinks it's cool. He's like, you should fucking beat these people up, this and that. Like, he thought it was funny, dude. Like, some guy went into the Pelosi's house and fucking attacked her husband with a hammer, and he would joke about that in his speeches.
Yeah.
So which I don't want to hear any about his new fucking outlook on life. Yeah. He could fucking eat a dick. Fuck him, dude.
That is why I agree with Chris too. Like, somebody was gonna hear what he's doing and what he's saying and say, it's my duty as human to stop that no matter what the cost.
To stop it. But I don't think this kid was it doesn't seem like he was like necessarily political or against him. It was just he wanted to kill a politician. Or someone, he wanted to kill, like, a big public figure, you know?
Yeah, and this was the guy who came to his town.
Exactly, it's like the least amount of effort. Well, he's here, like, I'll get this
guy. I don't have to go very far.
Yeah.
And then the RNC happened this week. That's been a fucking clown show, but I think we expected that, right? Like,
just don't look. That's all I said. Just, you don't need to see that. It's just not.
And the president tested positive for COVID hours after saying, medical incident comes up, I may drop out. Jesus.
Like, you guys noticed that too. Okay.
Yeah.
After testing positive, he was flying back to Delaware and stepped off the plane. No mask, nothing.
Yeah.
Walking really slowly, though, like, you know, he's 9,000 years old, which...
I mean, he says that a lot.
Isn't the CDC guidelines now just, like, one day? Like, hey, you tested, go back to work a day later.
I think this is the end of his campaign. I think maybe he does have COVID, but, like, it's a convenient way for him to go and collect his thoughts and plan. Am I the only one that thinks that, like, he's for sure done? Like, he's done. Or do you guys think that he's...
I don't know. I have no fucking... I think he's... I can't predict what's going on anymore.
Well, the problem is that the decision is up to him. And
it's so 100% done, dude. Like, if your whole party comes to you and is like, it's over, and the donors stop giving you money, and they say it's over, like, how do you go to a convention like that? It'd be like going to a funeral.
That was what I thought was there were donors holding out, like...
They are.
Millions of dollars saying you can't spend the money I gave you unless he drops out.
Like, I'm just like,
yeah, they're giving him money.
Who is the nominee then? Like,
well, it's got to be Harris.
Yeah,
got to be Harris. There's no other,
right? Like, to me, that's what it. But like, these other people calling for him to go, like, don't want her either. Like,
no, there's
no choice at this point. Like,
it's not that people don't want her.
Yeah.
And it's part of, like, Biden's internal case for him staying in the race was that he thinks that she cannot win.
Yeah.
And maybe he's right.
As his VP.
I know.
Four years ago.
I know. Maybe he's right. But we got to try something. Because you know who cannot win? Biden. He's not winning. It's over. His campaign's over.
The problem I have with Biden at this point is, I don't know what his mental state is now, but if we have questions about this today, like, 4 years from now, what is he going to look
like? Dude, he ain't going to be alive.
He's going to be president.
Maybe he'll be alive 4 years from now, but yeah, like, dude, he could barely finish a sentence now. Yeah. So,
well, to me, like, and I mean, like, look at Trump, right? In 4 years, he's going to be 82 years old, and like, he's already fucking incoherent, has been for a decade.
He could forcefully say a sentence, though. Yeah. I'm saying it's like, well,
He could say it with force, but it doesn't make any sense. Like, I can say shit loudly, but I can hopefully string it together so you understand what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm not like, hey, dolphins flew into fucking windmills and died. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Whales don't die from windmills, you lunatic. But I at least trust that if Biden were to win and be president, like, if anything happens, he surrounds himself with people who are competent.
Yeah.
Trump does not.
No, I mean, dude, I would vote for the corpse of Joe Biden over fucking Trump. There's no discussion here about that.
It may come to that.
Yeah, you're right. But I honestly, like, dude, it's over. Like, it's over. It's over. Like, he's fucking... I'm surprised he didn't announce it tonight, like, right before Trump's speech to take the fucking spotlight off of Trump, because, like, that would be the baller move. But it's over. He's out. He's out by Monday, dude.
I mean, if you're smart, if you're a smart strategist, you have them like do a whole week of like, we need to defeat Joe Biden, you know? And then because then it's like, oh, you spent an entire week wasting your big shot, and now your shot no longer matters because the person
and all your money,
because
like they're putting together commercials, they're putting together ads, like, so they're gonna be spending a lot of money saying we gotta. So there's one today in the morning, like, Joe Biden opened the borders. Like, those ads are worthless if he's not the nominee. I don't know. I don't know.
No one else is going on a limb saying, like, Joe Biden's for sure done. He's done. There's nothing, dude. Like, the whole fucking Schumer went to his office. Pelosi talked to him. Like, aside from like Obama going there and fucking beating him up, Jeffries, fucking Schumer, like, and what they're doing is every day he does not drop out, they're gonna leak to the press more, and they're gonna have more people publicly say that he should drop out. It's untenable. It's over. Like, he's there's quicksand under his fucking feet. He's gone.
Little Adam Schiff came out and said he should.
Adam Schiff, dude. Fucking Schiff. It's just. I know ultimately Joe Biden could say, like, no, I want to hang on, but like, think of how that convention feels going into that. Like, it's just an awful feeling. Like, he cannot. He's gonna really, like, he's a savvy enough politician to know the writing's on the wall and it's over. And they've probably been like working up what they're gonna do, and that's probably what they're intensely doing right now, is like, how do we transition this to Harris? Or just do the open convention, like, where people, which honestly might be the best way, but it just feels like Harris is the only right thing you could do. Like,
an open convention would be so messy, because then there's my big issue was never Biden should stay or Biden should go. It's like, how do you do it where it isn't like you're already 2016 redux, where it's like, oh, the elites are already handpicking who they want in Clinton. That's how everybody saw it. And this is really going to be he's handpicking.
Yeah, it is.
Open convention.
In response to the voters saying this guy's too old.
A lot of it is kind of from the elite of media cast. Like, I mean, there are polls that, and then there are, you know, there are a lot of groups that are very much like, no, we like him, we want him on the ticket still.
Those groups will back whatever Democrat is on a ticket, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't think it's gonna be any, because again, I think it would be easier if there was a say in it, but I do think, like, if you were just like, okay, we're going with, you know, like Whitman or Newsom, it's like, why? And you can't just handpick those people.
Yeah, well, it would either be they would kind of like fight it out during the convention, and I think the delegates would choose. Though.
They can't fight it out during the convention, because you immediately lose Ohio, because the Ohio deadline is a week before the fucking convention.
I hear you on that, but like also Ohio is not in play, so whatever.
But you're going to have other states, other Republican states where maybe they would be in play going, we're not putting them on the ballot. Like, we already have the ballot finalized.
That's a lot of that is, this is why Biden is like sat on this too long now. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I mean, he had, I mean, people, he started asking this like 2 weeks. Like, I know
like
people.
3 weeks ago? Yeah.
It's one of those things that it's hard to, like, time wise, it's only been like 3 weeks.
Thank God they scheduled that debate before the
convention. Fucking Democratic leadership, though, should have known, you know, going into this, that like he's not the guy. Like, regardless of that, that performance.
Yeah, this has been a mistake like way long in the making. Yeah.
I think he could have been the guy. But yes, I
maybe when he decided he was running for a re-election, he was still fine. You know what I mean? And that's like that's the hard part about it. Because like he's always had like a little bit of a stutter, or he would, you know, sometimes mess up what he's saying, but he, like, dude, like, where it is now? You're like watching someone on stage seeing the Grim Reaper. Like, it's like,
but at some point he crossed the line from being old to being too old.
Yes.
It's hard to say exactly when that was.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
It may have been more recent than like we're pretending, or like than a lot of the talking heads are pretending. Like, it may have been over the last year where he just declined so much. But
I'm
like,
pretty sure it was over the last year. Yeah.
He is of the age where he should be dead. Like, actuarially, he should no longer be alive. I will be. So.
Yeah, if you're living forever, man. Your insides are just, like, greased with alcohol. You're fine.
That's also why we're recording these podcasts, so that we have this database that AI is going to analyze and bring Jeff back after.
Yes, put me into a robot. I will love it.
Skip over the 1,691 episodes that we've recorded to an AI. We'll just continue to give our hot takes every week, even though we are no longer mortally here. Digitally, we can live forever.
Okay, put my brain in a fucking vat of juice or whatever. I don't give a fuck. Figure something out.
I don't know. I hope somebody figures something out.
I would like to live.
Fucking election.
We're never figuring that out.
I would also like somebody to figure out how to make us live longer. But what a week. And then Hulk Hogan just ripped his shirt off. So how old is that man, Earl?
Oh, he has to be probably in his late 60s.
Dude, what is that saying where it's like some weeks are like decades?
70.
That's what this feels like this time. 70 years old, Earl.
Yeah.
The thing is that like every week has been like that for years now. And I just want everything to chill out.
And soon. I don't get why people are just like, yes, we want to go back to that.
Yeah, right. Please, McAnesh, help us.
Oh, so yeah, that's what's been going on in the world. The mayor.
I think there's video games.
There are video games. The mayor of Paris did swim in the Seine today.
I saw that.
Jump in prove shit it's water.
Not. It's not
dirty contaminated or because they're gonna have actual Olympians swim in it and gross. So I found
not
that
gross. Maybe it's just fine.
According to French officials, the water is fine. It is below the levels of toxicity that are needed.
Just a little bit of toxins.
I guess any natural body of water probably has some toxins in it, but it's not as dire as it was a month ago, where people were literally pissing and shitting in the water. in protest of the French government. So that's coming up, I think, the Olympics. So
start Friday or Thursday of next week.
Yeah, yeah. Summer, I don't find the Summer Olympics entertaining, so
yeah.
The Summer Olympics has weird sports that I might watch, though. I like the Winter Olympics. There's like really dumb sports, like ski jumping. That's just stupid. Like, you can go down a giant fucking ramp and just fly. Yeah,
fly forever. It looks so cool when they're doing it.
It does. It's also like, this is maybe the... Who thought this was a good idea?
Who? I want to know who the first person was to do that. Like,
can you imagine doing that? Like, just flying off of that? Like,
no!
Sailing into the air?
I can piss myself up there.
You know what it was? Somebody's actually skiing and flew off a mountain. Somebody's like, I bet I could do that.
You should do this.
But live.
But live. Like luge and skeleton. That stuff's nuts. Like we're gonna give you like a little metal sled and you're gonna go down a bobsled tube, which is basically just a frozen water slide.
People do die doing that too.
Yeah, don't
fly off.
Winter Olympics are absolute, like the sports they have in it are absolutely bonkers. The Summer Olympics, less fun. Like, it's more the traditional sports and then some team sports. I might watch the 3-on-3 basketball. That's pretty dumb. But also, like, we're just going to have street basketball in the Olympics now? Like,
cool.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, basketball's gotten a lot more competitive, too. So,
yeah. We're not just walking in and stomping everybody.
Right. Well, I mean, you talk about, like, the top 5 players in the NBA right now. How many are American?
That's a good question.
Because Jokic, like the guy from the Mavericks, Giannis, like that's 3 guys who aren't American. Those are like the top 3 basketball players.
Yeah.
Embiid is, I guess he's American now. Like he's naturalized.
Yeah. He was from Cameroon,
yeah. I think.
But I think he is a U.S. citizen, so he could probably play for either one.
Yeah.
Anyway, we could talk about the Olympics when they happen. I think a week from now, but yeah, video games they happened.
happened like fucking crazy.
Yeah,
there's a lot of games.
Some stuff came out. Jeff played some new stuff. I guess we'll start with the Concord beta, though. I don't know if any of you guys gave it a shot.
No. Who?
So it's the hero shooter that Sony's putting out soon. Concord.
Nope.
Yeah. So there's a beta. It was over last weekend. There's gonna be a second one this weekend, and if you have PlayStation Plus, you could play it. And I gave it a go, and it's fine.
It is not.
So I think everybody kind of thought, oh, they made their own version of Overwatch. And that's not... let's see. They only had one game mode going, and it was basically kind of like a kill confirmed type game mode. So more like a team deathmatch. It wasn't objective based. So you were just going back and forth, killing the other team. And then picking up these like little chips to give you a point. There's more like, you know, it's a standard Call of Duty game mode, not something you would normally see in Overwatch, which is more objective based, like move the payload or, that's actually the only one I can think of for Overwatch because I've not played that in a long time. It's just like to move the payload on. That's it, right?
I mean, that's like the more iconic mode, right? It's not
for Overwatch. Yeah, like that's the one I remember playing the most of. There may have been other game modes, but that's the one. Yeah. So you have to pick a hero at the beginning. Only one person on your team can have that hero. The other team, though, can, you know, have like, so they could play as you, like, or the character you're playing as, which I do find a little weird. But they, you know, they're all different classes. So there's like a support class, there's like a heavy, some of them have pistols, some of them have shotguns. It plays like a first-person shooter. They all have special powers that come along with it. It kind of looks nice, and it plays fine. And I think the characters, their personalities kind of suck. So,
oh no,
they're very repetitive. So after, if you die, it brings you back to the character selection screen, and you can pick a new character from there. But like, I'm trying to learn the character I picked first to go as. That probably would play in maybe later if, like, you know, you've been playing for a while and you're like, okay, like, they're countering what I'm doing with this character. I'll pick a different one to kind of play that way. But, you know, it's a beta. I don't know any of these characters, so I'm going to try and stick with the one I chose. And every time you die and have to reselect them, they say the same fucking catchphrase over and over again. And it's only one. They only have one catchphrase.
Oh, no.
And then those catchphrases seem to be the same in the game. So it gets very repetitive very quickly with some of the, you know, personality shit. I don't know. Otherwise, it's pretty, you know, it plays fine. I'm going to try it again over this next weekend, because if I can get to level 6, I'll unlock a second mode. To give a shot to, so I think I might want to see, you know, maybe it plays a little different in the second beta weekend. But
and when is it out?
Very soon, I think. Let's see, Concord game, because it's a city. August 20th. So,
oh yeah, that is.
Yeah. So yeah, like, this is an actual, like, it's probably really just a stress test beta. Like, they're not taking this down and changing a bunch of shit. Unless player feedback is so drastically bad. And people seem to be liking it. I was like, I don't know if I'd pay $40 to play this. Like, if it were free on PlayStation, maybe I would, you know, give it a go and play a bunch of it. But for $40, like, you're committing to playing a multiplayer game at that point. And I don't know if this is the one that's going to do that for me. It is colorful, though. I'll give it that. So that's Concord. Jeff, you played some College Football 25.
I mean, yeah, a little bit, yeah.
More than the rest of us. So.
Wait, nobody else is playing this? No. How am I going to be the reporter on this? I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
You know football.
I mean, yeah, not to the extent that most people. All right, so here's what I can say. I can just give my experience. Every Madden game I've played in recent memory, and that, you know, I've played a lot of the more modern Madden games.
Yeah.
But not extensively. Like, I'll, like, download them because they're on Game Pass or they're very cheap. And, you know, I'm not, like, I enjoy football, but I'm not, obviously, like, the deepest football mind. I don't know everything that's going on or whatever. And one of my complaints about the, like, more recent Maddens is that they've like lost what made them fun to play in the 2000s. And my first game of this,
what do you think that was? Like,
it just feels, I just, in the 2000s, it felt like I was always doing something exciting. Like, and in the newer games, it's like, no matter what, I couldn't get anything out. Like, I just
more
sucked. Like,
they moved more to a sim than kind of like,
yeah, I don't even think it's that. I think that they moved away from gameplay as the central element to Madden to the presentation, like, adding all the stuff that looks cool,
and it just doesn't feel,
and it doesn't feel right when you're playing it.
Yeah, got it. Yeah, that makes sense.
So, I downloaded, you know, the new one, the College Football, and the first game I played as NIU, where I live, versus Ball State, which is, you know, one of our rivals, and I fucking beat them like 51-10. I did everything in that game. Pick sixes, fucking 50-yard runs for a touchdown, kick returns for a touchdown. I was having a ball at the time of my fucking life. And I was just like, oh, they fixed it.
They made it fun.
Yeah. But there's a few things that, like, we should keep in mind. I was playing on freshman difficulty. So
easy.
Right there. Yeah.
You'd better win.
And I did try another mode after that. And I did not realize this, but it was like an online mode, because I'm pretty sure I was playing a real person. And I was the Northern Illinois University Huskies, and they were the Florida State Seminoles. And it started off good for me. I stopped them. Then I got a touchdown. Then I stopped them again, and I was like, oh, fucking shit. That touchdown I got in the first quarter was the last time I scored in that game. I forgot what I lost by, but it was like I lost by like at least 30 points. No, that's playing a real person. You go play a real person in a fighting game, they're going to break the game out of you, right? Like, so.
Yeah, and the person you were probably playing plays Madden every year.
And it's hard for me to speak on like whether this is good or bad, because again, I'm just such a casual observer of the genre, and I did not play the most recent Madden, and I didn't see the problems with it that like Tony saw or whatever. I don't play like the whatever all the fucking like all I played on EA College Football is like exhibition games. I didn't try any of the like the more in depth modes. So like I'm the worst person to speak on this, so I guess I'll keep it brief, but I had fun. Here's what I think is cool about it, is that they got the, you know, I'm a relatively small MAC school, and like when you play at our stadium, like the apartments in the background are 100% accurate, so like that, I guess my guess is they're using like Google Street View to fill out what the background should look like, because it is 100% right. I'm like, there's Lincolnshire apartments, there's Stadium View apartments. Like, I can see them exactly where they're supposed to be. That's really cool. And so, like, if they go into that level of detail for my school, they're going to do that for all of them.
Right. And that is cool. Like,
they even have people in the crowd, like, doing specific things with their hands that, like, that we would do. But, you know. The crowd, and I saw reviews saying, like, the visuals on this are very good, but, like, maybe I downloaded the Xbox One version? I have no fucking idea, but, like, the crowds look absolutely fucking terrible to me. I think, like, graphically to me, it did not look very good at all. Like, but maybe I just got the wrong version? Is that possible?
There's only a Series X version. So there's no Xbox One version of the game. So you're seeing what it would be.
In my opinion, it's not great. I don't know.
Okay.
And also, like, I heard that like the game is pretty bare bones in terms of what you would expect from, like what you want out of it. But just the fact, like, this game has a few selling points, right? There has not been a college football game in 11 years.
A decade, actually. Yeah. I think college. What was it? NCAA 14 was the last
one. Yeah. So long time. And they seem to have, at the very least, injected all the spirit they could have. You know, you're going to see like the mascots, the fans doing things that they would do. Like, and that's what always made the NCAA games fun to me. Even though I'm not a college football fan, but I appreciate like that level of detail, like all these like hundreds of schools, right? It's like, that's really cool.
Different band songs.
Yeah. Yeah. Like all that, like, and they've done all of that, and they have actual rosters, like the, you know, you're seeing the actual players from these schools. Like, that's and that, all that's that new. Stuff. Yeah, that's never been done.
Yeah,
right. Like, I don't think NCAA has ever.
No, had no, because they. I don't know what it's called, but there's now some, like, players can sign basically deals now. They can market themselves, so they can
$500
sign over.
Yeah, $500.
It's not a lot.
Yeah. Honestly, if I'm a player at some of these, if you're at some of these smaller schools, you'd be like, I would love to. I would pay to be in the game, right? You know, it's like, tell my friends, look, you get to play this game. I'm in it. Like, it's really cool, but. So, like, part of me is, like, I think I'm ultimately going to get this one day just for those factors. Like, the fact that, like, this is not a yearly series. They got, like, the school shit, and they got actual rosters. Like, that makes me want to get it. The rest of it is, like, kind of up to you guys who play football games way more than me. Like I'd be interested to see, like, what Tony or, you know, Chris says. Like, but,
It's going to be really hard. Like, I'm so mad at Madden, and I've been mad, like I've talked about.
Yeah.
It looks so interesting, and it's been so long since, like, I used to play both of them, like, back to back. You used to be able to, like, create your Heisman player and carry them over.
I think you can do that with this new one.
So I don't know. There'll probably be a point at which I will either buy it cheap or, like, I'm not paying $70 for this.
Me neither.
No, but I think by November it'll be like $20-$25 though, and I might be in at that point.
Right. That's kind of what I'm thinking.
And the season's not over yet. Like, the regular season will basically be over by the time Black Friday rolls around, but, you know, the playoffs don't end until January, so.
Yeah. The other thing you have is all the bug fixes. Because, like, these games launch, like, the Madden especially launches with so many potentially game-breaking bugs that you almost want to wait to play them for those to be fixed.
Yeah.
So.
I'm with you, Tony. I think I'm going to wait this out.
Yeah. Like, there is, like, the free trial. You could play for, like, 8 hours or whatever. You could try it. But I don't know that I would play the full version.
Yeah, that's all I did is the trial, and I'm not buying this full price. I fully expect it to be very cheap at some point. At that point, I'll be like, you know what? I'll have a modern college football game.
Yeah,
yeah. And I think it's one of those things where maybe, like, you know, we're probably not going to play it yearly if it does end up being a yearly thing. And knowing EA, it probably will be. But hey, maybe every few years. Like, buy it at $20-$25 and play it for a few years.
Yeah.
And go from there. Also, I don't know enough about college football that, like, I think the rosters are cool. Like, having named players is neat.
Yeah.
It's much better than having, like, I don't remember what number, like, Tebow was, like 11 or whatever on the Gators. But, like, you would have quarterback number 11. That would be who you were playing. Having, like, an actual named character is neat now.
Yeah.
But I don't know most college football players. Like, just having names works for me.
There was one quarterback who was, like, a named player who'd, like, been paid to be in the game. And he was, like, 12 overall. Like, to be that poor guy, like, to, like, walk around campus, hey, 12.
Yeah.
That's, I can only imagine.
Hysterical.
I know next to nothing about college football. So, like, none of this, like, lands on me. Like, I don't know who the big rivalries are. I don't know. I don't understand any of it. But just knowing that they went into the detail on the schools just by being able to look at my school, I'm like, that's pretty cool. I always, like, loved the vibe of the NCAA games. Like, it just has a different vibe, you know. It has, like, that school spirit atmosphere to it or whatever. And it seems like they've captured all that. So, I don't know. It's eventually for me.
Yeah.
We'll see what you guys think when you play it eventually.
Yeah, well, Tony and I will touch on it in a few months' time.
We'll definitely get to it. It'll be played. I can't stop myself. Like Madden too. Like I will play Madden eventually. It will happen.
Madden might be one of those ones where we wait till the Super Bowl weekend.
Yeah.
When they're it's free now.
That's right. That's last year. That's what I did. Wait till it was free and did not like it. It's great.
Earl, you play anything this week?
Nothing new.
It's okay.
It happened. I was gone for half the week, so.
Tony, you play anything?
I played a lot of Skyrim.
I was going to ask because I saw you were unlocking brand new achievements in Skyrim, and I didn't know if it was you or your kid, but I was a little jealous.
It's the PC version, and I have never played, like, same with Fallout. When I played Fallout 4, I played on the PC. I hadn't played any Fallout game on the PC, so this is my first Elder Scrolls game on the PC. I'm really enjoying it. It's great. It's been long enough now where, like, I have a general memory of some of the quests. And, like, I've tried to play Skyrim a couple of times since my initial playthrough.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't gotten very far. Like, you get to the central city, and then you go out to fight the dragon. And that's pretty much where I lose steam every time.
Okay.
This time I did not lose steam. I think I've played for 23 hours so far. So I've made my way around Skyrim a lot. I am playing the special edition, I think. I'm pondering the anniversary edition upgrade. It's like $10.
Okay. What does that add?
See, that's the thing that I can't figure out because, like, I keep reading about, like, the anniversary edition upgrades, and I'm like, oh, it adds fishing. Okay, that's in the special edition. I have fishing already. It adds, like, this rivalry between these two camps. Got that already. So I haven't been able to, like, pin down a specific thing that's interesting enough for me to be like, okay, I can do that. The trouble is, it's on sale right now. It's like 63% off. Like, it's really cheap.
Yeah.
Now would be the time to get that upgrade. But the other thing I read was that when you add that anniversary edition content, it's a bunch of fan-created content. It's like new weapons and like fan-made quests and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it affects the game's performance.
Oh.
That's
not good.
And the one thing I never had a complaint about in regards to Skyrim was there being not enough content. I'm not sure that I need more. I also, in the original, I never played through any of the DLC.
And there's like three pieces, right?
There's three packs that I haven't done, that I haven't touched at all. So there's a lot of Skyrim left for me to play through. But yeah, it's been so long now that, like, it's kind of a almost fresh experience. Like, I don't remember any of the dialogue. The one thing, you notice things now that you didn't notice back then. Like, how many of the male characters are voiced by the same guy?
They all, like, sound the same.
They all have that same one particular Nordic voice. Like, all the guards, a bunch of the male characters, they all sound identical. Which is funny, because, like, they had so many voice actors for their subsequent games, like an insane number, to the point where you couldn't track who the people were. And this game was not, I think the cast was much, much smaller, like less than 20 people. and you keep running to these voices and you hear all the guards, like the guards all sounding the same. Okay, I kind of get that. But then you're like, you hear the guard talking about getting an arrow to the knee, and then you walk up to his Jarl and he's got the same voice.
It's like, oh, y'all did some inbreeding.
Yeah. The game has aged quite a bit. It doesn't look fantastic. Like, was it 2011?
Yeah, I think so.
However long ago it was. It looked awesome. Does not look quite so awesome anymore. When you're like standing on top of a mountain and you can look out and see a forest and the trees from a distance, like, yeah, I can know I can walk to that tree, but from here it looks like crap. So you play a lot more of the other sort of modern open world games and it just doesn't compare. But like the actual experience of being in the world is so much better than pretty much any other similar genre game, I'd say. Anything aiming for that like magic, high fantasy type
right.
environment, there's just not a comparable experience.
Skyrim was special. Like,
it was.
It's mind-boggling that we are now, 13 years since it came out? We're still waiting on Elder Scrolls 6?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I think the funny, the other thing, like the reason I remember so much more of this game than I remember from even like Fallout is like, it became so much more iconic. Like, things from the game resonated more than things from some of their other games. I don't know. Like,
well,
the helmet,
it was
the boost roda, like that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, just the whole game, like everything about it, like just resonated with the whole culture. And it got released 18 million times since. And
yeah, I mean, damn, you get to give like slay dragons and steal their power. So awesome.
But you know what game you could do that in, Tony? You want to know?
You can say Elden Ring.
I don't want to hear
yes,
it.
Yes.
Yeah, but that
game is
so
really cool. It doesn't suck. I could rise above an arena against a boss and spit fucking rotten breath down on the boss for like 30 seconds. It's pretty cool.
Very different experiences, I think. Very, very different games.
Still get to take dragon powers. And
yeah.
Even cooler.
That's neat, though, that there's like a whole new achievement list that you can go through.
Yeah, it's funny that the achievements are completely separate. It's not like that. It was like that in Fallout 4. Like, I got to earn all the achievements over again. Starfield was not like that. The two games are the same list.
Well, they link, right? So like, you can play Starfield on PC, but then like, your save just carries over to
And console. I did that. I did swap to PC and then swap back.
Yeah.
I don't know. The other thing I've gotten out of this whole experience is their games play so much better on PC than they do on console. It's nice. Like, the performance seems better. It works a lot better with mouse and keyboard than it does with the controller.
I mean, it's. I think at this point they're serviceable on.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No. I mean, I never knew until I played on PC that it was better that way. Like, it never crossed my mind. And now that I'm doing it, I'm like, oh hey, this is nice.
That's shooting in
have my whole inventory. Yeah, the shooting the arrows.
Yeah.
It's a big one. Like, I could not do archery to save my life. And now I'm like hitting dragons as they fly by me. Like, it's not the same.
Anything besides Skyrim?
I tried a couple of games I did not play far enough in that I will probably talk about later.
Okay.
And I did buy one that looked really cool called Norland, which is this like medieval management sim. That looks kind of hilarious, where you get to actually see your people walking around and see them doing stupid things. But
that's neat.
Hopefully I'll be able to talk about that next week.
Okay. Jeff, you also played another new game. It just came out today. I was gonna try it before the show, but it seemed like Xbox was having some issues.
Oh, you get to play it, huh? All right.
Yeah, so I did not get to play it. So Dungeons of, I think it's Hinterberg.
Yeah,
isn't that correct? Yeah.
Yeah.
So how is Dungeons of Hinterberg? Jeff? What is Dungeons of Hinterberg?
All right. So keep in mind, I have played about a half hour of this game, guys. But in that time, here's what I could like figure out. It is like an action adventure, like Zelda type game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty fucking cool. Like, I don't know. First off, like, you gotta see the art style. It's hard for me to describe what the art style is, but like, it's like unimpressive on a technical level. But when you see a full picture, like when you like look at out at like a landscape, it just looks like someone filled out like a coloring book. It just looks so cool, dude. Like I don't know, it's so neat. But the idea of the game is, it's weird. It's like picture a Zelda game, but like Link is played by someone who is a junior at a law firm somewhere, and they're like sad with like. They're like, you know, over their like 9-to-5 life, whatever, like they would need some adventure. So they're going to this Hinterberg place, which had, I guess, recently been discovered that this place has like 25 dungeons hidden within it. And they turned it into a tourist spot. It's like this is a town in the Alps that has 25 dungeons. And because they have dungeons and magic, people are coming as tourists to this place. That's like the premise of the game. And so like, and you're just like this burnt out junior, you know, at a law firm who is going there, like escape and do some dungeons. So weird, dude. Like, it's so like, I like that, like the content of the game, like the world of the game, like the dungeons and this and that as part of a resort town is like very, like, I think novel and kind of neat idea to me.
It's a very, very interesting concept. Like,
yeah,
adventure tourism.
Yeah, it's like it's like you get to go do a video game. Like, go live Lord of the Rings somewhere. You know, like that's. But it's also like a nice way of like working in some like real world themes into the game, while not like bombarding you with narrative. Because like 5 minutes in, you're playing like you're fucking. Off doing your first dungeon, and the dungeon's like a tutorial dungeon. And I, in the half hour play, I got through that, and I made it through a second dungeon. And right before the second dungeon, they give you magic powers. Like, you start off with a sword, and they're like, now you get magic powers. And the two powers I got were, like, I could, like, basically throw a ball and chain out ahead of me and pull it back and, like, wreck things as I'm pulling it back. Or I could throw out a giant ball, like a giant metal ball ahead of me, and then detonate it. Pretty cool.
Kind of roll like a bomb or something.
Yes.
Or?
Yes, you could like. In fact, there was a puzzle I had to use it on where I had to like roll it into a cage, then shoot the cage with my other magic ability to you know, it would like start this pulley system to pull it up like an elevator, and then I would like detonate the giant boulder next to some rocks that I had to blow up so to clear away the next area.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very much like, you know, 3D Zelda. Everything's gonna feel like familiar here, but like, I don't know, like everything about it so far, I'm just like, I dug, like, I was like into like the story, love the art style. I just love that it gets like right away to like, here's what you're doing. You're on vacation, you're gonna do these 25 dungeons that are in this town. The one thing is though, like, and it does, to me, like, I think it does have, like, more RPG elements than Zelda in that, like, it, there's, like, a main hub town where it's, like, I saw stores that said the armor, like, you know, that's where, this is where you get armor. This is, you know, this is where you buy, like,
you'll upgrade your stuff probably over time. Which,
like, you know, Zelda games do have this, but this just very much felt like, here's your Diablo town. You know what I mean? Like, this is where you're going to come back to level shit up.
You're going to get gold or something or some sort of currency, and you're going to use that so you can do harder dungeons later.
Right before entering the second dungeon, there's a chest outside of it. I opened it, and I got a better sword. Now, whether that... I'm guessing that is not, like, a random. That's, like, that you're supposed to pick up that sword there.
But it is still like you go in the menu, you look, oh yeah, this does 11 damage versus 8 damage. I'm gonna equip this. I don't know, man. Like, so far, I guess the other thing I keep forgetting to say, but like, so they gave me those two magic powers, but they told me that those magic powers are only work in the region that I'm in. So like, basically, it's kind of like Zelda too. It's like whatever dungeon you're doing, you're gonna have things that like work for that. But here it's just like whatever your two spells that you have are only gonna work in that region. Like, they will not work outside of it.
Okay.
But yeah, so far I'm like, I was pretty excited about this. I thought it looked cool. Like, what I've played of it, which again is very little, I thought it was pretty awesome. And I think that like everyone here who has Game Pass should give the game a shot.
Yeah, I'm going to. Any idea how long it is? It's actually
I don't know
how long to beat yet. So
I don't know, but my guess would be like standard. I was going to say standard like Zelda game length, but like that kind of varies, right? Like, my guess would be like it's somewhere in the 15, 20 hour range. Like,
okay, that's not bad.
They tell you right up front there's 25 dungeons, and there doesn't seem to be like a whole lot of like. It's like between those dungeons, it's just like cutscenes and like talking to people, kind of advancing the story. And it's like, it does the like games like, fuck man, like Dead Rising or Pikmin. Where it's like, you start on, you do that dungeon, you go to bed, now it's day two, and I did the second dungeon on the second day. So I don't know if they expect you to do a dungeon every day, but they count the days like one of those games. Like, you're counting down to something, but as far as I know, there's no limit on how many days you have to, you know, to play it.
Well, I wonder how long your junior lawyer is on vacation for.
Well, maybe forever, maybe she's staying. I don't know. I have to say is like, so far I think it's really fucking neat. I think like Earl would really dig it. I think you would love it. Tony doesn't like good games, so maybe he'd like it.
I hate them. Hate them.
No, I think Tony would like it too. Like, it's very approachable and just kind of feels like a little bit unique and a different look and this and that. Yeah, so I'm really enjoying it so far.
Seems reviewing pretty well, so
yeah.
I should caveat
like, it's clearly not like a AAA like game, but like it kind of plays on that level a little bit, you know what I mean? You're just like, oh yeah, this is really good. So we'll see. I don't want to
like a triple I like a
Yeah, exactly.
That's very dumb. Let's not adopt that.
I've never heard that, but that is like a good explanation of what I was trying to say, which is like, it's like, yeah, you would look at like Vampire Survivors and be like, that's AAA, but you'd be like, there's something here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it competes with the big games.
Yeah.
All right. You play anything else?
Yeah, man. I honestly, the real picture of my last week of playing video games has been 90% playing Diablo 4 and Elden Ring, which I won't bore you guys with. But like, that's mostly what I've been playing. These other things I'm going to tell you about that I spent this whatever amount of time talking about, that's like very small fraction.
Yeah, I would just I play some more Diablo since you mentioned it.
Yeah.
You know, it's post game stuff now. So I ran my first. Oh crap! What is that thing called? Like those events where you just get pounded by hordes and hordes and hordes of enemies.
Like different ones.
Yeah, I don't know, but yeah, it was like it's like a 5-minute thing, and there's like a bunch of people who kind of come help.
Yeah.
And it was just insane because we just kept on dying. Yeah, and then we did a what are the world bosses called?
I think it is something like that.
I think there are world bosses.
Yeah.
And we did.
I've only ever done one of those, I think.
I did. This is my second one, but I did it, and it was so easy compared. But again, when you also have like 10 people. But yeah, it's. I kind of wish there was a way to kind of take that game. I like Diablo, but like take that hecticness of like those moments where you're just getting like overrun and trying to survive and make that kind of the game. Because there are times, especially if you have a property where with four people, it does not feel like much of a threat sometimes.
Dude, it never feels like any threat. Like you have to, we have to crank up the world tiers and, you know. I've never found Diablo very hard. That's the thing. It's like, you're like, oh, you're like trying to like build better and better, like build, but it ultimately doesn't matter because you can have like a fucking shit build and just walk in there and press A and win.
Yes. And I think that's more of it. It's like, I don't think my build synergizes as well. I think some of it I have thought on for some of it. I'm like, oh, this is just a cool move. But it gets the job done where I feel like they need to, like, you need to really specialize in end game. And it's like, no, just kind of keep on tanking and eventually you'll do enough damage.
I do think that, like, so you're past campaign then, right?
Yeah.
I do think through the campaign, the game is pretty fun. Like, I don't know. Like,
again, I think the game is fun. I'm not disputing. Yeah. And I'm not like, oh, we need harder games or anything like that. But I do think there are times where I'm like, oh, there's some stuff here where I'm like, okay, this is kind of fun because, especially with some of my friends, I've loved them to death. I think I complained about this before. They are very much min-maxers. They are people who will, you know, like in my head, my estimation, if I'm playing a game with people, I'm playing a game with them. We're doing stuff, we're discovering stuff kind of at this. I don't, you know, do your research. But like they're very much like, okay, I'm going to catch up. I'm going to get a few levels ahead of you. So, and I'm like, oh, but then it's not really fun for the rest of us if like I join a fight and by the time I join the fight, you two of you already tanked like the entire army. So just like trying to get that balance where it's like, okay, the four of you need to work together and actually do stuff to make progress instead of.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And Jeff, you finished Elden Ring?
Yeah, I've gone through it twice. I went through it again with my new character. I thought it would be a little bit better. Like just in terms of difficulty, like not as bad. Plus, you know, as you replay these games, you start to like, all right, I know that. Yeah, with this boss, like. First time you see a boss and he fucking kicks your ass, you're like, it's so intimidating. You're like, oh, fuck. But it's like, after you've fought him a million times, you're like, yeah, I know what this guy does. Like, I'll probably get through it eventually. So I did, and actually, like, on my second playthrough here, like, I'd say I got through half the bosses on the very first try. Like, no problem, by myself. But then the second half came, and I was like, yeah, I'm still not a fan of this shit. Like, fuck these things. there's nothing to add. It's, I just think that, like, if you have the game and you like their games, you should play the DLC because I think Shadowkeep is, like, just a really amazing level from them. And some of the areas they have are just, like, really cool looking. And I don't know. It's a decent amount of extra game for $40. So
okay,
if you like the game. But just, yeah, I think a lot of people will be like me and would be like, eh, man, they kind of like pushed the difficulty like a little bit, but oh well.
All right. And let's see here. We put a little piece of news in to our check because Earl brought it up in our group chat. Halo TV show. Has been canceled after two seasons.
Oh shit, man! You wasted all that time.
I mean,
shocker.
Never know how the fight ends.
I'm pretty sure we all knew how this fight was going to end.
With it being canceled after season two, that's how it was going to end.
I mean,
as that shit made it to season two.
I think Master Chief deserves some props because it probably should have been canceled after season one, right?
Yeah, but finishing the fight or not. Did anybody actually watch season two here? I think Chris started. I don't know if you ever finished it.
I did. I don't remember. I think I did. I think I finished it. I don't remember.
May
I honestly don't know.
Did he finish the fight?
I'm not sure. I think I did, but yeah, it became very unmemorable. Like it was fine to throw it on for 40 minutes and waste some time, but nothing of import. Nothing that stuck with me. Yeah.
I mean, they are going to try to shop it around, but I feel like everybody says that because that's what you do nowadays. I don't know who picked up a Paramount show that didn't really have an audience to begin with. And it's not like they didn't try to shop the show around before it was made.
Yeah, I mean, it was originally at Showtime, which I'm not sure. Is that part of Paramount now? So it might be.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think Showtime is Paramount. So cause it was originally a Showtime show, and then it moved. When it actually debuted, it was Paramount Plus. But yeah, not surprising. And probably for the best, because it was like me maybe watching it all. I'm still not sure. And nobody else. I don't think anybody else watched a whole lot of it. What a weird alternate reality of Halo that was.
But yeah, I mean, I saw somebody ask on Twitter. I don't know if But like, yeah, I do feel like this is, the franchise has kind of really been fumbled in the past decade. I would say it's kind of starting with the Master Chief Collection. I mean, it's a great collection now, but I remember when it launched, it was in such an awful state. And I think it only had, what, the first three games at the time?
Four. Had the Master Chief Collection. Had all four Master Chief games.
Okay.
Yeah, so and then, Reach and ODST were added in later.
Wait, what's the fourth Master Chief game?
Halo 4.
Oh, I thought... I think Halo 4 came out after it.
No. No, Halo 4 was a 360 game.
Okay, so it's 5 and Infinite are after.
Yep.
Got it.
Five and Infinite came out after. Yep.
But yeah, I mean, and I enjoy 5 and 6, but I know... I mean, I think Infinite was our horde game of the year when it came out, but this game kind of existed. And then, I mean, it's been, what, a year and a half, 2 years? And I think it's not talked about in the same way. Like, Halo used to be in the upper echelon of video game franchises, and now it's kind of a franchise that's there. And it happens to some of them. It's just really weird, especially for Microsoft. When that was their bread and butter, that was their, you know, the equivalent of their Mario to some degrees. Like, nothing is equivalent to Mario, but it was synonymous with the brand. And this TV show, to be fair, I mean, even before this, like, it was, there were movies and TV shows pitched like 15 years and nobody could ever crack it. And it seems like that still remains the case.
Yeah. I mean, the books do really well, so I guess they thought, hey, we could, you know, branch out into other venues of entertainment, but I don't know. I think Halo is still really fun to play. I've been playing a bunch of it on my Steam Deck. But, you know, it's Halo, so it plays very well. But I think that might be part of the problem. It is the game that you play. The story is just, it's there. But if you're going to do a whole on TV show, like, you're going to need a little bit more than, you know, what Halo actually gives you. And you know, it's similar. Like, they've tried Doom a couple times too, and that just doesn't work. Guy in space armor, weirdly not super compelling watching it on a TV or movie screen. Any other news this week that you guys caught?
So we did find out who MEO is, and that was Nintendo announced that they're doing a new Famicom Detective Club, the first new game in the franchise since, I want to say, 89? So 35
years? Yeah, I've never heard of this. Detective Club. Why was I not invited?
Did you not? I mean, they made remakes on the Switch.
Never heard of this.
2001, 2002, they released the first two remade for the Switch. It might have been 2001. I think it was during the pandemic. So it was like one of those games that's like in the direct. That's like, oh, it's out soon. It's a visual novel adventure game, which might be why.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. See.
Yeah. So I was wondering like what is Famicom Detective Club? But yeah. Okay. Visual novel adventure game.
Yes. So, I mean, I'm curious. It just makes me want to go back and play the first two. I've just been waiting for them to be on sale. And I mean, I guess in Nintendo's viewpoint, they're not on sale because I think they're both $40 or something like that. And you buy both of them for like a discount of $50-$60. So in their head,
the two case collection that the,
Cause especially being, I believe they're direct sequels of each other. So yes, that was it. Lara Croft is coming to Dead by Daylight. I don't even know if we talked about that one. That was such an, I mean, she is in Dead by Daylight now. That was such an interesting one.
She doesn't seem like she fits.
No, it doesn't. But I mean, I guess at some point you run out of horror icons.
Yeah, so now we're just doing video game icons. I guess that works.
And this is one that we probably will follow up with because it doesn't mean anything right now. But the FTC came out today and said, like, Microsoft increasing the price of Xbox Game Pass, whichever tier it is one of those, like, abusing their position things they were worried about. I mean, right now it's just them saying it, so we'll see what comes of that.
They were always going to raise their prices, though. Like, it was not going to stay at $15 forever.
It was something like the new, like, standard tier that they came up with is a degradation of a service that people were paying into already. So, like, I think that's their argument, at least.
But it's not, like, so if you're paying into it, like, then that doesn't end, right? Like, you can hold on to your old version, so your Xbox Game Pass standard. If you're already paying for Xbox Game Pass, and that was the tier you were on, that stays. Like, you don't lose your access to that.
That's probably right. But I'm just laying out how I saw it. Like, just there is a little bit of like a nuance to it, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, sure. It is weird that, like, they pitched their entire thing. The entire thing of Game Pass was like, hey, we're going to give you this cool library of games and day one Xbox games, which, you know, they haven't really made good on that. But the amount of games they've released since Game Pass came out. But yeah, now, like, anybody new coming in, and that just makes it confusing, right? Because, like, anybody new coming in is like, all right, I'll get Game Pass.
There's like six versions. Like, what?
Like, it's too much. Too much. Like,
it's the same as I think we talked about this last week. It's the same bullshit as the PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, it feels exactly like that. It's like, it should not be this. On one hand, you're like, you're giving people options, which is great. Like, you can get it at a lower price point, but, like, god damn it, just make the thing fucking $15 and pay it or not, and you get everything or not, and, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's like, because now it's like, oh, like, do I need to get this one? Or, I mean, at the end of the day, it's like they want to push everybody to Ultimate, but, you know, people are going to be questioning, like, do I need this one? Do I need that one?
If you're getting fucked over one way or another, just fucking pay the $15, please. To make this a little simpler.
Yeah. Just raise the prices and get rid of the bottom tier. Just be like, all right, it's just Game Pass Ultimate. That's it. There's no Ultimate. There's no Standard. It's just Game Pass.
It's just Game Pass.
I mean, that is what they did. That's what they were doing.
And it was good. It was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ultimately, to me, this is just like a price increase, so whatever. But again, it just seems so, like, It's just making things overly complicated for people. Like,
I do think that, like, to lend to Earl's news story, there is that they're doing this right before they add the brand new Call of Duty to Game Pass.
Yeah,
it's like kind of like, hey, we now have the biggest game in the world. Pay a little more if you want access to it right now.
And I will.
That is shitty. But I think we already all had Ultimate, so.
Right,
so I did, and I'm keeping it.
People who aren't. They also raised the number of rewards points it takes to get a month of Ultimate.
Oh. So, and they made it harder to get rewards points as it is, too.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's particularly hard to get rewards points myself. Like, maybe it was too easy before. Like, they were just giving away free money.
Yes.
Now it kind of makes sense. But I could still earn way more than it's up to 12. It was, you would set up your auto debit every month, and it would be 10,500 points. That's a month of Ultimate. They're raising it to 12,000 points.
Got it.
So... still easily doable. I still get around 20,000 points a month.
You have a little bit of a buffer.
Yeah. So it's still free Ultimate for me. But if you're not as obsessed with getting the points as I am, maybe you're upset.
Yeah. I just know that they took away a lot of the stuff you could get on Xbox. There used to be like other... The quest used to be worth a little bit more.
Now it really matters to get that. There are two dailies every day. Yeah. There's the one for playing a Game Pass game, and there's one for getting an achievement in a Game Pass game. And if you do those most days, there's a $500 bonus, and then there's a 1,000-point bonus that you can get.
As opposed to like basically just checking in every day and 2,000 at the end of the month.
Yeah, you actually have to play. Shockingly, you actually have to play the games that are on Game Pass in order to earn the points to get more Game Pass.
Yeah,
I know that's surprising. Bad to come
them.
No, it makes sense.
Doesn't make
sense. it's not bad, Earl. It's just like they had. I think as Tony said, they were basically giving away points. Like,
David, it's part of the reward system.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, except they were rewarding stuff like you could click through like you could click 20 times on Bing, like in the span of like 30 seconds and get 150 points. And now they're like, no, there's a cooldown. You actually have to search for things. Like It went from being so like free money in your pocket, no longer being free. Like you actually have to earn the money that goes in your pocket.
You used to be able to like boot up Edge and then like type something into the search bar, and then you know how it'll give you what you want, but then like 15 other things that are related to it, you could just click on each one.
Five points. You would have seriously 600 points a day. For nothing, for like 2 minutes of work, and they're like, "Oh, maybe this is bad. Maybe we should do this in a way that actually benefits Microsoft in addition to the consumer." I understand that the reasons why Microsoft did what they did. I also see like people were doing nothing and getting so much stuff for it. Why are you taking this away from me? I'm so upset.
It's like, and I really don't want to use Bing, like on my phone.
I mean that one.
I don't know. The thing about Bing, they've made Google so useless with all the stuff they've packed on top.
True.
Of it. Bing is almost better at this point.
Yeah, Google's helping Bing more than Bing is helping Bing.
Yes.
Yeah,
because like, the first thing you get is like an AI summary, and some of it is not even accurate.
It's not that the search engine is bad. It's just that like the actual use of Bing and Edge is not great.
Right.
The search engine's fine.
Search engine is fine. Google search engine, like, you can buy into the results. Like, there's
not that you can. You do buy into the
results. You do.
Yeah.
You do. There are companies that get forced to the top automatically, and it's frustrating.
Yeah, I'll search for something very specifically, and they'll give me, like, oh, here's, like, I'll look for tickets or something. Like, I'm looking for Ticketmaster, and I just type Ticketmaster in. I don't type Ticketmaster.com. And it'll give me, like, three different ticket places that aren't Ticketmaster, that are close to, seem like to, like, Ticketmaster or something like that. Wow. It's like, oh, they've just, like, paid to be at the top of the fucking list here.
Amazon, also really bad with that. Yeah. So I've been looking for a wireless mouse to go with my gaming laptop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, travel with it. The other day, during the Amazon, because they had the Amazon Prime Day, whatever, Prime 2 days, whatever the fuck it was, the sale that had really no good sales, and there was really nothing that you wanted. Anyway, I typed in wireless gaming mouse, and the first 20 results at the top were wired gaming mouses that had paid to be at the top of the sponsored results. Like, none of these are wired, like... You're literally giving me things that are not what I'm searching for because they paid for the sponsorship. That sucks. That makes it hard for me to buy things on Amazon.
Yeah.
Well, I was gonna say the other thing, very similar too, is a lot of third parties will be able to do that, and then you get stuff where it's like, all of these pictures look exactly the same. It's just a slightly different company. And then you realize it's probably the same company, just like we're pounding the pavement with a bunch of this thing, so we're going to be the top man. Yeah. First page of these results are going to be us.
It's like, it's why do I still buy all my electronics at Best Buy? It's because of that stuff. Like, when I'm searching on Best Buy, I can see what I'm searching for. I can find it.
Yeah.
Maybe I pay slightly more than I would have paid on Amazon, but I know what I'm paying for. I searched for this thing, and I know it's a wireless gaming mouse, because I searched for that, and that's all that they showed me. Fucking Amazon.
Any other news, Earl?
Nope, it was a very quiet week. I mean, it's the summer. It's so hot, I think it would be quiet in the summer.
I don't know if this was new or not, but as you brought up Dead by Daylight earlier, and there is an upcoming Supermassive game that they are the Dark Pictures guys, Until Dawn, The Quarry. They are releasing the casting of Frank Stone, which takes place in the Dead by Daylight universe. So it's like one of their games, but they're... and I think they announced this week that's coming September 3rd. So, kind of interested in that. I don't know anything about Dead by Daylight's lore, but I do like Supermassive's games.
Yeah.
All right. So, Jeff, you'll play more Dungeons of Hinterberg?
I will. I think you will too.
Yeah, I have it downloaded, so I'm ready to give it a go.
I'm gonna try out Flintlock as well.
Okay.
That Souls like, but looked like a Jeff game.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll see how it is.
And it's
debating if I'm buying the Ninja Turtles thing.
Oh, the one that's on Switch.
The good one, not the one that you were trying to buy.
Yeah, the. That's kind of like Hades.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's got decent reviews, so.
Is it literal roguelike?
Yes. It was on Apple Arcade for a year.
Today.
Yeah, it is Splintered Fate.
Yeah, okay.
It's just I played it on, you know, on Apple Arcade. I think it was a year ago, and it was decent. Did you play any of Hades? Did you guys play any of that?
Yeah, I enjoyed Hades.
Yeah, very similar to that. So So.
Yes, that, and what's the other one? Curse of the gods?
Curse of the Dead Gods.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, it's that type of thing where you're run-based. But there's like narrative progression between them, so. Neat. All right. Tony's going to continue playing Skyrim. And we'll be back next week with more Dungeons of Pinterberg, maybe some turtles.
Yeah, you guys should all try it.
And hopefully nothing exciting in the, you know, the rest of the world.
No more interesting times. Yeah. Done.
Just have like a nice quiet week.
Yeah. What if we just chilled? What if we did nothing?
I'm gonna miss Biden.
All right. We'll be back next week. Jeff, say goodnight.
Good night.